two, three, four.
It's an exciting piece. It has rhythm. Hopefully it will light up the room in a humble way.
What did you say? I just want to rock the joint.
Yes, rocking the joint would be a good thing to do. Back in the 30s, one of the first percussion concerti was written by Edgar Varese. It's a headache. Some modern composers have attempted this as well, and they write these difficult pieces to push back the frontiers, and I applaud them for that. Now that they've pushed back the frontiers, I'm going to write some cool stuff that's fun to play and enjoyable to listen to, and hopefully we'll get your foot tapping. In this instance, the percussion guys get to rule.
So do I take it from that that you think percussion is sometimes overlooked in the orchestra?
Well, I suffer the same insecurity that every drummer has, and we share this insecurity with the singers. We both have the insecurity that we're not really sure if we actually are musicians. In the singer's case, because they don't know the names of any of the notes, they just know the words to the song and can carry a tune. Down at the other end is the drummer who doesn't actually play notes, he just bangs stuff. It's just banging, clattering. And the insecurity makes us excel, of course.
And it was as a drummer that Stuart Copeland made his name with the Police.
It was such an exciting time and such an all-consuming activity. Being in a band on the rise like that, you have no time for life, which is why we broke the band up so that we could have lives. We were in a golden cage, and we had to melt down the golden cage.
When you were playing with the Police, were you thinking, actually, I wish I was composing modern classical pieces?
No, one of the joys of playing with a band, all I got to do is think about drums, and that's quite engaging. But yes, there was a frustration. I've got so much more to say. There was orchestral music going through my head. Stuff that you just can't do with a rock band was going through my head during all those years before. Even though I had leather pants and a turned-up collar and generally hated the world, I still had Petrushka going through my head, and Ravel, and Debussy, and Karl Orff, and Aaron Copland. You know, that music was there the whole time, but it wasn't what I did.
Obviously, since you were playing with the Police, there's been a huge explosion of computer music, drum machines. Mm-hmm. I wondered how much that has changed pop music.
Oh, the computers have changed pop music a lot in a very, very good way because they've lowered the bar. And for every kid in a bedsit to be able to make music with his laptop is the real thing. Makes it hell to get ahead of the pack and to make an impact with your music. So music has gotten very easy to make, but much harder to sell. Net gain for society, I think.
You were voted the 7th best drummer of all time by fans of Rolling Stone magazine. Is 7th good enough?
Well, there was another poll which had me at number 5.
Oh.
One was the readers, one was the critics. I forget which was which, who cares. But the one that keeps coming up is the 7. Well, wait a minute, one of them had me at 5.
Musically, what else would you like to do?
Conduct.
Really?
I only would really have the training to conduct my own music, which is quite easy to conduct, but one day I'll get out the baton. There's a joke. Guy was a drummer. I forget. Anyhow, a conductor's a guy with just one drumstick.